Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
And here we are in 2019, just 12 months away from the year 2020. Remember when 2020 seemed like very far away?
Oh yeah, years ago, 2020, that was supposed to be the year we'd all be eating our breakfast in pill form while driving our flying cars and listening to the 900th Adventures in Odyssey episode.
Well, one out of three isn't bad. You know, I did drive my old-fashioned earthbound car to work, and my breakfast was on a plate, but...
Yes, Jesse, Lord willing, we'll record the 900th episode of Odyssey by the end of this year for release in 2020.
That's amazing. You know, and we'll be hitting 1,000 before you know it. But of course, even better than the number of episodes is the impact that we see every day from the show.
Well, we love reading listener mail about how the show has made a difference, and we'd love to hear about the impact listeners are having on each other.
You know, one of the ways that we get to hear about that kind of impact is through the John Avery Whittaker Award. This award was created to honor people who have impacted the faith of those around them, just like Whit impacts his friends in Odyssey.
Right. Last fall was our fourth year, and we heard some great stories about some great people. In fact, we had hundreds of submissions.
Wow.
Our grand prize winner, Robin Burns, was announced last November.
Robin's prize was a package of Focus on the Family resources,
including a one-year membership to the club. Plus, her name is engraved on a plaque at the Welcome Center here at Focus on the Family.
Robin was nominated by Samantha, a young woman who was going through a really difficult time. In her entry, Samantha told us how Robin changed her life.
Let's meet Samantha and Robin now.
Samantha and Robin, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first, let's start with Samantha. You've been listening to Adventures in Odyssey since you were young, and you've corresponded with the Odyssey team a little bit in the past. So can you describe your relationship with Odyssey and how the program has impacted your life?
Yes, I started listening to Odyssey when I was younger. It just was something that was very down to earth. All the characters and the plots, it just was something that you could use in everyday life, and it was relatable to me.
Well, Robin came into your life at a very difficult point. Can you tell us what was going on when you met Robin?
Just long story short, I was pregnant, and I was just in a really toxic environment, and she was definitely like a guardian angel that helped me get out of a really bad situation without even knowing me.
Wow.
So, Samantha, in your entry, you did mention that this family did not know you from a can of paint, which I thought was a very interesting analogy. So how did you make the connection? How did that relationship develop?
I met with her husband at a restaurant, and we spoke for a little bit, and I guess he was just trying to feel me out and everything. He did ask, like, some personal questions just to get to know me, because obviously they're bringing a stranger into their household, and he's got kids, so they don't want to just bring anybody in there. So he was like, asked me if I'd ever been in trouble with the law, which I had when I was younger, and I was kind of ashamed of it, so I was like, oh, I already know he's not going to let me know, because sometimes people do judge you. It's still, like, embarrassing sometimes to be like, yes, I've been in trouble, and stuff like that.
Right. So, Robin, how were you brought into the loop?
We have always had in our home an open-door policy with our children. We have always wanted them to have that same servant heart. We have had taken in children before that were maybe struggling, and I am a pretty good judge of character, and my husband came to me and said, Robin, I want to reach out to her, and then it was up to me. And I cannot think to bring harm to my home. You understand that, right?
Sure.
And anyway, when he brought Sam home and to the house to meet me, and then I said, Sam, I have got to do my regular running kids around. I said, you want to ride along? And this was my telltale. She could have gone to her room. She got in the car with me and rode around with me for a couple hours, just picking up and dropping off and picking up and dropping off. And we got to talk, and she got to see what my life was. She was, I knew that she was honest. I knew that she'd had some struggles. I knew that that didn't really matter to me, but I just needed to know that it would be safe. And I knew immediately I didn't really have to do a second, or because I think initially we said we would take her home and we would talk about it and we'd pick her up on Monday, but I knew already that it was going to be fine. And also, I always can use my children as my guide. They immediately loved Sam. Immediately, she was part of our home. And they just adored her, and they adored the baby. And, you know, it was all of them. I get all my clues from the kids, and they, you know, they wanted her here. They wanted her to be part of this home.
Mm-hmm.
When they still gave me the chance, even though, like, I had made past mistakes, it just meant a lot.
The sweetest child you'll ever meet, Samantha Muir. And I have to say, Sam did more for us than we did for her.
No way.
So, yeah, well, you will never know that. But we love Sam, and Sam will always be part of this home. She has come so far, and I am so incredibly proud of her for how far she's come. And it is still, to this day, not easy for Sam. So, I just wanted to not forget that.
With, like, Odyssey terms, like, yeah, the analogy, you know, how Buck Oliver with Eugene and Katrina, that's what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
With me and the Burns, and I was a little rough around the edges, but they smoothed them over for me.
Oh, that's very good. Well, let's look at it from the other side. Samantha, what did you learn about family from the Burnses?
Sam, don't tell him. What happens in the Burns house, Sam? You know Shay's here.
Honestly, they were the most loving and caring people I've ever met. Oh, every one of her kids took me in, treated me like I was their own sister, and they helped me out with the baby, helped me out when I was pregnant. It's just I never really felt that type of unconditional love and support. And even though everybody's got their quirks and differences and there might be, like, arguments here and there, everybody still unites at the end of the day and stands together.
Wow. Wow, it's you almost answered this question, but I just want to ask you, Samantha, how was Robin like John Avery Whittaker to you?
She was just there for me no matter what, and she was a role model and an example to me as well, because what she taught me was, even though, like, you're going through a lot in life, which she was definitely going through stuff, she never let it make her bitter or angry, because Mama Bird's son was diagnosed with cancer, and he was put in a wheelchair, and there was a lot of stuff going on with Hunter. And that just taught me a lot, because in the past, like, with what I went through as a child, like, I let it, like, affect me negatively. And to see her deal with that and deal with it in a positive way by just outreaching and helping other people and showing God's love and being a disciple and just giving me that love that I needed in a hard time, even when she was going through a hard time, that showed me a lot that I should do the same as well.
Yeah. Robin, you and your husband had 9 children already. I'm sure that some have left the nest at this point. Some are still there. Describe a day in your home.
I read that question and on my email, and I'm like, you don't want to know a day in my home. I mean, one day it could be, what smell is this? And you get $5 for finding out what smell is this.
Who has the cookies under Carrie's bed?
That sounds like a
have,
Jones and Parker
mystery. Very loud home. Christmas is almost here, Jesus' birthday, and it's going to be louder. The door, our door doesn't lock. It just won't. So it's just open. Kids, you know, in the neighborhood. This is the house that's the mess, the house that's the home. It's full of love and full of laughter, and you usually can stick to the floors because it's not clean. But it's a good place. if there's no blood, that's a good day.
Well, that is a beautiful and honest description of your home, and it sounds a lot like Wits End. I mean, sticky floors and kids being encouraged to follow God and an open door where everybody is loved and spoken wisdom into their lives and truth. What a great, great description of your house. It sounds like a place you ought to see, right?
Exactly.
Well, it depends on which room you want to ought to see. Most of the rooms you don't want to ought to see.
So, Sam, how did you hear about the John Avery Whitaker Award, and what made you think that you had to nominate Robin?
I was just pulling up an episode one day on the app, the Odyssey app that I have for me in Kingston, and there's nobody really in my life that really stands out such as Mama Burns. Hmm.
So did you tell Robin that you had nominated her?
No.
No, she did not. She told me after they called you, or she actually didn't get a hold of me. She got a hold of one of my daughters, and they're all like, Mom, call Sam. And no, she's a stinker.
So why not? Why did you decide to keep it a secret?
I really wasn't trying to keep it a secret. It's just like...
You didn't think we'd win, Sam. You didn't think we'd win. Tell the truth. Sam, you haven't seen the box of goodies yet that I got, but it's yours for make sure you get it for Christmas.
Well, many of our podcast listeners are younger. They wouldn't be in a position to bring another person into their house. That's up to their parents. But there are plenty of ways that kids can make a difference. Can you give us a few suggestions?
I would say just being a role model in school to other people and people that might seem like outcasts or the people that aren't quote-unquote popular, just being there and being there for any and everybody and just showing love. To everybody you encounter.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Robin?
Just to be kind and to remember children with special needs. Remember that everyone has a special need. Everyone does. And something that, because we had a child here with special needs, something that I've always said is all you have to do to find out how to talk to a child with special needs is to ask their sibling. Or watch their siblings. Just show kindness to everyone. There's just no room for anything else. There just isn't. And it's so easy. It's free. It's free. Mm.
Just showing the love, unconditional love at that.
Mm. Unconditional love. That's right.
Yeah. Well, Robin, Samantha, you had me tearing up a couple times during this podcast. Just the powerful nature of your relationship and how one life can really change somebody's future forever. So thank you for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you, Sam.
I love you.
I love meeting people like those two. It's inspiring to hear about people who have faced serious adversity and the people God has used to help them through those times.
Which is actually one of the themes in this month's club story. It's part one of an episode titled In a Sun-Scorched Land. Let's hear a preview.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, follow the incredible story of a boy named Joseph who grew up in a small village in eastern Africa.
The village is being attacked! The rebels have come!
Joseph's long journey leads him to unexpected friends.
We are in the wilderness, Joseph. Just like God's people were.
And enemies.
They want revenge. Nothing creates a passionate warrior better than revenge.
Take a trip across the world and back in time. This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And speaking of new adventures in the club, don't forget that Album 66, Trial by Fire, is debuting there too. The first episode of a three-part adventure titled The Long End releases tomorrow. And it's fair to say, Jesse, this episode features a storyline our listeners have been wanting to hear continued for a very long time.
Ooh, nice teaser, Bob. I love those. It keeps us coming back next time. But that's all for now on this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to focus on the family.
Our address is witsend.org/podcast. You can join the club at aioclub.org or give us a call at 1-800-AFAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.